When you have an older brother, there comes a time when you kind of take him for granted. Even going fishing with him can get to be pretty routine. But when you stand a chance of losing him, you suddenly realize how much he means to you. And that's our story tonight on Leave It to Beaver.
Leave It to Beaver. Starring Barbara Billingsley, Hugh Beaumont, Tony Dow, and Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
Water's not going to help. That thing's anemic.
Oh, this isn't plain water. It's plant food. It's chock full of all kinds of chemical goodies. Costs a dollar and a quarter a pound.
That weed's eating better than we are. Hey, isn't this the Saturday morning the boys are supposed to go to dancing school?
Uh-huh. I sent them upstairs to get dressed a half an hour ago. Felt like I was sending them to the guillotine.
Wonder what excuse they'll come up with this morning to keep from going.
Could be anything. Remember the time the Beaver hid the trousers to his best suit in the mop closet? And then he said they hadn't come back from the cleaners?
I had to threaten to send him to dancing school in his underwear before he got his memory back. Well, I'm not going to stand for any foolishness this morning.
Oh, it isn't just missing a lesson. They're going to appreciate this someday. After all, we don't want Wally and the Beaver to grow up to be wallflowers.
Shh, here they come. I wonder what it'll be this time.
Oh, boy, we're going to dancing school.
Yeah, we want to get there early.
Now, boys, I kind of had the idea you didn't like dancing school.
Oh, not anymore, Dad. We really appreciate it.
Yes, we appreciate it a lot. Bye!
Well, after fighting it for 6 months...
Looks like we're getting through to him.
Now, don't forget, Beav. After we've been there for a little while, you tell Miss Spencer you sprained your ankle.
Okay, Wobby. And then she tells you to take me home, and then we get to go fishing.
Yeah, but don't sprain it till I give you the signal, or she'll see that it's phony.
Okay, Wally. You know, this is a lot better than losing my pants.
Jameson.
He can't help it. Miss Spencer made him.
This is my first time here. I didn't want to come. I thought there'd be nothing but kids.
Yeah.
You're a smooth dancer. You dance just like a college boy.
You ever danced with a college boy?
Oh, sure. Lots of times in New York.
But he's enjoying it.
No, he's not. Anyway, me and him are going to get out of here. I'm going to sprain my ankle so we can go fishing.
Look at him.
My big brother started looking at girls like that, and the next thing I knew, he went out and got married.
He got married to a girl?
Sure, that's all there is. I only see my brother at Christmas. I got to do everything by myself.
Oh. I guess this is the dance we're supposed to dance.
I guess it is.
I bet you have a date every Saturday.
Oh, sure. Me and my brother go fishing. Bullheads.
Fishing? I hate fishing. Fish are so slimy and fishy.
Well, I guess I don't like it too much, but I gotta take my brother. Something wrong?
I was just noticing your eyes. You know, they're just like Tab Hunter's.
The movie star?
Uh-huh. Wally.
Yeah?
The music stopped.
Oh, yeah.
Shall we sit out the next dance?
Yeah, if you like.
Wally! Look, Wally, I sprained my ankle.
Forget it. The deal's off. Penny, what would you like to sit out the dance?
What's the matter with your brother?
I thought he told you to sprain your ankle.
I don't know.
Where are you going?
As long as I'm going to be stuck here, I'm going to dance with another boy.
I suppose you're planning on deserting me this afternoon for the golf course.
Yeah, I thought I might.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad.
Hi. How was dancing school, Wally?
Oh, it was great, Mom.
Dancing school was great.
I know you think I lecture him too much. But I'd say some of my little talks were beginning to pay off. I think he's developing a sense of responsibility.
Well, maybe so. I never saw a sense of responsibility produce a smile like that.
Hello, Herbie.
Wally, why are you putting that goop on your hair?
It's not goop. It's Groomwell for the fastidious man.
I bet you're doing it kind of that girl, Benny.
Her name is Penny. What's wrong with her?
Nothing. Nothing at all. Except she sort of got a face like a flounder.
Now you cut that out. Watch what you're saying. She happens to be the prettiest girl in dancing class.
Ha. Huh.
Hello. Who? This is Mr. Cleaver speaking. Oh, that Mr. Cleaver. Just a moment, please.
Who is it, dear?
It's a Miss Penny Jameson to speak to Mr. Wally Cleaver.
Oh. Well, I'll call Mr. Cleaver to the telephone. Wally! You, still think it was your lectures that made him smile like that? Wally, you want it on the phone?
Tell him I'll call him back later.
It isn't a him, it's Miss Penny Jameson. Thanks, Mom.
Dad, would you mind closing the door on your way out?
Oh. Not at all.
Hi.
Wally, this is Penny. What are you doing?
Me? Oh, I'm not doing nothing. I mean anything.
I was hoping you'd do me a little favor this afternoon.
Oh, sure, like I said. I'm not doing nothing. Anything.
Yes, you are. We're going to go fishing.
Shut up. What kind of a favor, Penny?
Well, I'm taking a music lesson, and I wondered if you'd stop by the library for me and pick up a book.
Rebecca of Sunnybrook Farm? I need it for a book report.
Sure.
You could bring it by my house if you like.
Well, that's swell, Penny. I'll do that.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Why? Are you sick or something?
No. I gotta go out.
But I thought we were going fishing.
Where are you going, Wally?
Well, I gotta go out, Mom.
Well, didn't you promise to take the beaver with you?
Yeah, but something came up.
But you promised.
Yeah, you promised.
Come on.
Don't forget to come back in time to cut the lawn.
Okay.
What's up?
I believe a girl's come between Wally and the beaver.
Oh?
Yes, and they've always been so close. Gonna be awfully rough on the beaver, I'm afraid.
Hi, man.
Yeah, hi, man. What did we come all the way down here for, Wally?
I told you to get a book.
What kind of a book?
Just a book.
What's the name of the book?
Rebecca Sunnybrook Farm.
Never heard of it.
Sorry to have kept you waiting, boys. May I help you?
Yeah, well, I like a book.
What's the name of the book?
Well,
Yes?
Rebecca Sunnybrook Farm.
I know this is a library, young man, but speak up.
Rebecca Sunnybrook Farm.
Sunnybrook Farm.
Where are we going now, Wally?
Look, I gotta take this book over to Penny Jameson's. You better go on home.
Can I come with you, Wally?
You always gotta be hanging around me. Leave me alone.
But I thought we were going fishing.
Look, Beaver, will you leave me alone? You're a little kid and I'm bigger. You can't always be hanging around me. It makes me look like a sap.
Okay, Wally, I got friends. I got lots of friends. Don't I got lots of friends, Herbie?
Hi, Beaver. What are you doing here?
I'm waiting for Wally to come home so we can go fishing.
Oh. Well, it's getting pretty late, and if that grass isn't cut, there isn't going to be any fishing.
Oh, he'll be home right away, Dad. I know he will, Dad. He told me so, Dad.
All right. You tell him to do a good job on the lawn, though, or there won't be any fishing this weekend.
Okay.
How was the golf game?
Well, I only played 9 holes. I'd added 34, though, if I hadn't missed a couple of putts.
Oh, what did you shoot?
48. Hey, Beaver. Do you think you can stay awake until we finish dinner?
Yes, Dad.
And look at those hands.
What have you been doing, playing in the mud all afternoon?
Yes, Dad.
Well, I think you better get right upstairs.
Ward. Ward, he's a little tired. Leave him alone, huh?
Well, it seems to me Wally is the one who should be tired.
Me, Dad?
Oh, it was a great job you did on the lawn. Best I've ever seen it.
Well, about the lawn.
I think you did a swell job too, Dad. Wally's the best lawnmower in the whole world.
I'll get it.
Now, about the lawn.
Pass the bread? Thank you.
Now, Dad, about the lawn.
Look, Wally, I already said it was a great job. I expect it is worth another half a buck.
Wally, it's for you.
Is there something going on here I don't know about?
Why, of course not, Ward.
Of course not, Ward. I mean, Dad.
Hello? Oh, hello, Penny.
Sorry to bother you, Wally.
Daddy brought home a stack of new records tonight.
Oh.
I thought maybe you'd like to hear them.
Gee, I'd like to, but I can't.
You going someplace with your parents or something?
No. I'm going to take my little brother fishing.
Well, I'm sure I can find someone who doesn't have to play nursemaid to a grubby little infant.
Listen, Penny, my brother isn't any grubby little... Hello? Hello?
I don't know. It just doesn't seem right, you and Beaver doing Wally's work for him yesterday.
Well, you know the Beaver, he'd do anything for Wally. After all, it paid off. Wally took him fishing today.
How about you? Working on the lawn pay off for you? Look at your hands.
Yes, looks like Wally having a girlfriend is going to be rough on the whole family.
Real good fishing day, huh, Wally?
Yeah.
Wally?
What do you want now?
You didn't really want to come fishing, did you?
Well, I'm here, aren't I?
Yes, but it's not the same like it used to was.
Sure it is, Beef. We'll catch a lot of fish.
You just took me fishing because I cut the lawn, didn't you?
No, Beaver. I came fishing because I wanted to come fishing.
You'd rather see a girl, wouldn't you?
Listen, I brought you fishing. Now let's shut up and fish. I couldn't see that girl if I wanted to. We had a fight.
You hit her?
No. We had a fight on the phone.
Oh. Was it about taking me fishing?
What difference does it make? No girl's gonna tell me what to do. Even if she is the prettiest girl in dancing class.
Hi, Beaver. Oh, hello, Herbie. I see you and Wally got back early.
Yeah, we came home. Wally's out drying the lines.
Well, Mother wanted me to tell you to get ready for lunch. Incidentally, Beaver, I'm glad you caught a couple of fish, but in the future, I'd appreciate it if you wouldn't put them on top of the ice cubes. No idea what it does to iced tea.
Dad?
Yeah?
Can I ask you a problem?
What is it, a school problem?
No, this is a make-believe problem.
Oh. Okay, make-believe.
Make-believe you and Mom had a fight. What would you do?
Oh, you mean last third? No, Beaver. You know, your mother and I don't have fights.
Oh, I know that, Dad. But make believe you had a fight. What would you do?
Well, I'd probably check in at the Y until she came to her senses. Does that solve your problem for you?
What if Mom was real, real mad? What would you do then?
Well, I'd apologize, even though I was probably in the right. And then I'd bring her a gift. You know, a kind of a peace offering.
Something expensive?
No, not necessarily. But something of, you know, that had real value. Not necessarily monetary value, but sentimental value. You know, something really important. Okay?
Thanks, Dad.
Okay.
Did you tell the boys about lunch?
Yeah. Hey, June, have I done anything to make you angry?
You mean today?
Yeah.
No.
That's what I thought.
But last Thursday...
Never mind. I appreciate you.
It sure is swell of you to wrap that box in, Miss Higgins.
I'll fix it up real pretty, Beaver, with a red ribbon and a bow, just like it was Christmas.
Gee, thanks. It's a real gift, not monetary value, just sentimental.
Sentimental. That's the best kind of a gift. Must be for someone special. Could it be a girl?
Uh-huh. Girls make me sick to my stomach.
They do?
That's for my brother Wally's girl. He likes them.
Well, I certainly hope she likes this gift. Here you are, Beaver. It's all done.
Gee, it sure is pretty.
What did you do that for?
He's got to breathe, don't he?
Well, Wally, I'm glad you're not angry at me, because I really wasn't angry at you.
Well, Penny, I thought you were. And I'm real glad you're not angry.
I'm sorry I said what I did about your brother being such a grubby little infant. He's not really so grubby.
No, he's not so grubby at all.
Well, I'll see you. Don't forget tomorrow. Goodbye. Yes?
I'm Wally's brother, Theodore.
Oh, yes. How are you, little fellow?
I'm okay. I brought you a gift from Wally. He's my brother.
Oh, from Wally? What a lovely package.
He had a gift wrap special.
Well, you tell him thank you very much.
Okay.
Oh, hi, Penny. I'm real glad you're not mad at... What's that? Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Now, listen, Penny, I don't care if you don't ever speak to me again. And you know something else? You got a face just like a flounder. Just like a flounder.
Wally?
Yeah, Beef?
I was only trying to help.
Yeah, I know. She didn't have to get so sore about it.
I would have liked to see her face when she opened the box.
Yeah, and looked straight into Herbie's bulging eyes. It must have scared her.
It must have scared Herbie, too.
I'm sorry about Herbie, Beef. But I guess you can't go over there and ask for him back.
Oh, that's okay. I can always get another toad.
Sure you can, Beave. I guess I can always get another girl. Good night, Beave.
Good night, Wally.